Men of destiny watched with vigilance, the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. All kings, all nations, are His, under His rule and government. His resources are infinite. The wise man declares, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, as the rivers of water, He turneth it whithersoever He will. Those upon whose actions hang the destinies of nations, are watched over with a vigilance that knows no relaxation by Him who giveth salvation unto kings, to whom belong the shields of the earth. Some today, like Nebuchadnezzar, we are living in the last days of this earth's history, and we may be surprised at nothing in the line of apostasies and denials of the truth. Unbelief has now come to be a fine art, which men work at to the destruction of their souls. There is constant danger of there being shams in pulpit preachers, whose lives contradict the words they speak, but the voice of warning and of admonition will be heard as long as time shall last, and those who are guilty of transactions that should never be entered into, when reproved or counseled through the Lord's appointed agencies, will resist the message and refuse to be corrected. They will go on as did Pharaoh and Nebuchadnezzar, until the Lord takes away their reason, and their hearts become unimpressible.
The Lord's word will come to them, but if they choose not to hear it, the Lord will make them responsible for their own ruin. NL number 31, p. 1.
Nebuchadnezzar thoroughly converted. In Daniel's life, the desire to glorify God was the most powerful of all motives. He realized that when standing in the presence of men of influence, a failure to acknowledge God as the source of his wisdom would have made him an unfaithful steward. And his constant recognition of the God of heaven before kings, princes, and statesmen, detracted not one iota from his influence. King Nebuchadnezzar, before whom Daniel so often honored the name of God, was finally thoroughly converted, and learned to praise and extol and honor the King of heaven. A warm and eloquent testimony. The king upon the Babylonian throne became a witness for God, giving his testimony, warm and eloquent, from a grateful heart that was partaking of the mercy and grace, the righteousness and peace, of the divine nature.